Blog Talk Radio.
My people, let's talk about love. It is the most important thing. Many of my people are striving for many things. Gifts, talents, prophecies, power, relationships, money, ministries, education, recognition. Things that are considered accomplishments in both the physical realm and religious circles. But not many are striving for mature love. I have told you in Scripture that everything hangs on love. Everything. But far too many of my people have very little love in them for one another or for me. It is written that without faith it is impossible to please me. It is also impossible without love. I made you in my image, my likeness, and in that image you will find at the very heart of who I am is love. Beyond every gift I am, beyond every talent I have, and I have them all, you will find love. Love is my very nature. It is the power behind all that directs me. It is the driving force of every decision I make. Love is not something I created or strive to give. Love is who I am, and who I am and what I do is because of who I am. Every decision I make is made because I am love. Every gift I give, every correction, every command, everything I create, all of it is because I am love. I am love. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of my throne. My love is the substance of my righteousness. It is the substance of my righteousness. It is the gavel of my justice. My love is what makes it possible for me to be long-suffering with my creation who are striving to enter love. My love is at the heart of everything I say or do. My love is not something I create. It is who I am. In your present state of mortality, you cannot fully grasp the enormity of my love, but you are called to walk in the understanding you have been given regarding it until you grow and are capable of greater awareness of what love is and does. I have given you many proofs of what it means to love. There is a trail of my love all throughout Scripture. Do you know that I want you to search those pages to find that trail? It leads you to me and the very purpose for your existence. It tells the story of my love and the faithfulness of my commitment to remain in my covenants and commitments to my words and promises to my people. It tells of the fierce passion of protection that I jealously guard to keep what I call mine safe from the destructive forces that would consume my creation if I did not keep them. Woven into every story you read in my Scriptures, you will find my love if you will only search deeply enough. The fact that there are stories at all is a testament of my love. The fact that there are records and pages to read those stories. The fact that I inspired the writers to write, that I preserved those writings, that you have eyes to read them in any fashion are all testimonies of my love. Even the difficult passages contain within them an underlying story of my love. Every correction, every rebuke, every judgment declares my glory, which is my pure love. Do you know that pure love is my glory? Do you know that my glory is pure love? They are not separate. They cannot be separated. To see my glory is to see my love. To see my love is to see my glory. My heavenly beings look into my glory, and what they behold is my pure love. Can you understand what I am saying to you, my people? I am pure love, and my glory is the outshining of pure love. You cannot have the warmth and beauty of the sun without the fire and light. They are all one, for any part to be missing would mean it would cease to exist. My pure love and my glory are also one. It is impossible for one to exist without the other. Many seek my glory these days. They want to experience the touch of my glory. They want to experience the touch of my pure love. What they do not understand is that all I am is contained in my pure love and glory. If I were to touch them, they would be destroyed by the power of my touch. For within my love and glory, there is also justice, and justice brings with it judgment. It also contains mercy. I am a consuming fire, and I will burn up the impurities I find in those I choose to touch. I ask you, my people, are you ready to be touched by my purifying, consuming love? What will I find in you? The only thing my consuming fire love will not consume is the love I find in you. And so I ask you once more, are you ready to be touched by my glory and my pure love? Open your hands, my people. Open your hands. What do you see there? Is it compassion for others? Do your hands give of what you have? Do you give of your time or your resources to help those in need? Do you give of the gifts and talents I have given you to help others who need help? Are your hands giving or only grasping what they can to gain what selfishness and greed demand? Look at the motivation behind the decisions you have made about how you use those hands. Are they for my kingdom and my glory? Are they motivations filled with love? Look at your hands, the giving or taking of what you do and why, and judge whether those hands were used by you to bless others, motivated by my love and your desire to love, or by decisions based in self-preservation and self-serving greed. My people, unless your hearts are filled with my love, which only comes as you give yourselves over to my ways, your motives will always be to elevate and promote yourselves. You will only seek your own glory, but your glory will be false. For even as the sun must have all parts to be real, so you must have pure love to have real glory. I am the pure love. I am the real glory. So if I am not found in you, in your motives, in your choices, in your heart of hearts, then your glory is a lie, a deception, and will be consumed by my pure love and glory, for I am the consuming fire. Lucifer wanted my glory. He wanted my throne, but he did not want pure love. He wanted my position on his own terms. He wanted glory, but not love. He had gifts you cannot comprehend, but he did not have love. There was no love found in him. I made you in my image. In my likeness, I created you to be beings of love. I am not impressed by gifts and talents. Gifts and talents are things. The sun is filled with gifts and talents. It has the gift of fire and light, of heat, and I created and gave it those gifts. I am not impressed by gifts and talents. I made them all. Lucifer's gifts and talents, given by me, did not and will not save him. Neither will yours. I am searching your hearts for love. I am searching your lives for love lived out. Will I find it? Love is more important than you think. My image is love, and I made you in my image. No amount of anything else will impress me. You can gain the whole world and lose your own soul if you don't have love. Yours will be the sound of tinkling brass and sounding cymbals if your voice, lived inside and out, is not filled with love. Just as I am patient with you, you must be patient with others. That is love. Just as I am generous with you, you must be generous with others. Just as I am faithful to my word, you must be faithful to keep and obey it. That is love. Just as I laid down my life for you, you must lay down your life for me and for others. That is love. There is no love in the fallen ones. There is no love in demons and devils. They will come to you as angels of light, but there is no love in them. They are only out for destruction. They come to rob, kill, and destroy. Do not look like them. You were not created in their image. You were created in mine. Do not be out to see what you can get in this life. Be out to see what you can give. And make sure that the motivation behind the giving, doing, and saying is a heart filled with love. Love the ones that are hard to love. You have been one of those at times in your life, but I have been long-suffering with you. You have been made in my image. You must be long-suffering with others who are not yet made perfect in love. Do you want to be with me? Love me. Obey me. Keep my commandments. Love others.
Seems so big, and now they things that I've planned and the things that I've purposed, saith the Lord, they shall surely come to pass. And now is the time, and this is the day, and by my Spirit I'm making the way. And by my Spirit you'll begin to rejoice, and you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day, for I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Amen, amen. Amen. Technology. Sorry about that. Don't need all that crazy noise and stuff. Any language. Jesus is the way maker. Praise God. He's the truth and the life. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Shalom. Welcome to the Lord's hour, each one. We say blessings in grace and mercy towards you, born again believers in Christ, because it has all come through Christ to you. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. Another wonderful day. And I say shalom to all in the chat room and by phone and by Skype, Facebook, and to the ones in the archives. But praise God that we can come together and hear what the Lord is saying to us and the message about who he is, that he is pure and perfect love, and that we understand who he is to us in our lives. Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a trying week for me and Sister Brenda this week. It started out that she went to the doctor Monday, and we found out that mainly it's a strain in her shoulder. We're praying for healing. She was doing better and got a little bit busy and everything yesterday, and she's sore, but she's doing better again. The Lord's able, and what the Lord shows us to do. But anyway, it started out with that where she got to the doctor, and you know, she gave, and then the doctor gave her a note for her job, and told him that she had to wear a sling and not pick up anything over 10 pounds. Well, at the place she works, there is no restrictions. Either you're ready to go or you don't work. So they sent her home, and and looking like it was going to be that what she based on her vacation, and found out she didn't even have more after I tell you a little more, but. She had a couple of weeks, and she's going to have a couple of weeks of rest because they weren't going to let her work, and she thought everything was fine. Then she got another text, and her supervisor said, and you need to go sign the family leave bill or, you know, relief bill at the office, and she put in there that, you know, relief bill, that no pay, but that wasn't the whole thing, and she was pretty upset. But we went and got there, and Shalom, Sis Consuelo. And we got there and we prayed and went in, and, you know, she was just about had it, and went in there and talked to them. And what it is, the Family Leave Act, is that you keep your job when you're in a situation of injury or whatever. And the only way it's unpaid is if you don't have something to cover it, like vacation or earned time. And Sis Brenda has a lot, so she's doing fine. Well, that's the first thing. And then later in the week, I guess yesterday, it started off that Sis Brenda wanted to take a shower and go visit her good friend, and then she was going to get a massage at a person here that is, you know, a decent person that does massage. And anyway, there was no hot water, and I'm in here trying to do ministry and stuff, so what's going on? So what was going on is that she went in there and looked and found the breaker was popping, and she said, okay, well, we'll put it back and it'll be good. And about a few seconds later, when the water heater would come on, I'm sorry, it's for the water heater, you know, to make the water warm, I mean hot, and it popped again. I said, well, what in the world? So we looked, and we found out that we have extended warranty for 7 years. 7 years, right? Not a pre-treaty, but 7 year warranty. 7 year warranty we have on our home. And, you know, that's always good because, you know, that's a number about God. But anyway, we found that out, and then we found an electrician that told us what we needed to do. It's most of these businesses out here are family businesses, brothers and sisters, out here in the country. Small business, the things, you know, the government all in these mayors and all over the place trying to destroy all these small businesses, the backbone of America. Well, anyway, I was talking to the lady that was answering the phone with his wife, named Lauren, and they was talking about they've been out here not too long, and she starts sharing, and they had they have a 3-year-old little boy, a grandson, Noah, that had what was it, bypass heart surgery, and so they moved out so they could be close to, you know, their son and grandson, and he's doing fine. And she was very appreciated that I asked her about that, and I, you know, told him about, you know, that I'm concerned that, you know, and that we, you know, pray for you. And she was very, very concerned. I mean, very nice. And then she told her husband, and he had another job, and he finally came over. And he got in there, brothers and sisters, and started, you know, checking things, see what's going on, and checking the wires and stuff. And it come to find out, it was he gets to the breaker, and the wires are barely on there. The wires are barely on there, and he unplugs it, and he redoes the wires, and it works fine. And we go to check to see if the water's going, the water heater's going, and the water's not going, but he's got the electrical stuff done where it's not flipping the breaker no more. Okay, so that's the first part of the testimony of that was fixed, and then the other part of it. He did everything, and we had another little thing that we wanted done, and he told me what to do and everything and checked that for us. And then I said, well, how about y'all? He said, nothing. He says, it's okay. I mean, I was just checking out things, and he did a little bit of stuff for me, brothers and sisters, and he didn't want to charge me. So there was the first blessing. Well, the next blessing is that, well, okay, now that we got the electric part done, the other part of the water heater is plumbing. So I asked him for, you know, would you recommend a plumber to me? He said, yeah, and I checked this person. And I had it set up where he's going to come out and check my water heater the next day because he had a big project going on with a leak at one of the gas stations in town. And brothers and sisters, I was getting ready to take a shower because we'd get ready to go see one of the grandkids be promoted from the eighth grade to high school out here, you know, and we had to get ready. So I sit there and I go, well, I'm going to pray and believe that the Lord provides for us and that he's faithful as we be talking about this message tonight. And that I believe that I'll have hot water. Well, like I said, it's already been a little bit of warm water in coming out. So well, I at least can take a shower and not be cold. Because, you know, Sister Brenda was saying the water's warm in the pipes. But anyway, brothers and sisters, I go in there. And at first, I'm getting ready to take my shower, and the water is cold. I said, well, I still believe it's going to be. And all of a sudden, brothers and sisters, the water turned hot. The water turned hot. The water turned hot. And it's working. And everything's fine. And I just said, praise the Lord. And I was sharing that with the other people, his family, and it was the grandmother. And I told him, I said, how did it happen? He said, what'd you do? And I said, I just prayed. He said, well, we need a lot more of that. she told the man that would be working on it, and the water's fine. And he goes, huh, now what in the world was that? Dublin? Yeah, Dublin's in Texas. There's a Dublin in Texas, too. It's sort of after that same idea of Dublin in Ireland. It's very Irish here in this town. There's some Irish background to it. So Dublin is Dublin, Texas, what I was sharing. But anyway, God cares about the big things in our life, and he cares about the little things. And I just want to share you that with that testimony of that what the Lord can do. God is absolutely good, and his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Amen. Amen, sis. Psalm 107, verse 1 and 2. So I want to share that with you, and then we can share about all that's going on that's pointing to the Lord's coming. There was a message it was given me from one of the sisters here at the Lord's Hour sharing about that some hacker or something in Russia got into the data bank of the people that had been, you know, jabbed, and their information of the microchip is on the dark web. And brothers and sisters, it's all the information, but, you know, they can get it anywhere else other way. But, and the other thing, it's emitting a signal. They're like a computer. They're making, it's unbelievable, but that's a sign telling us we're going home soon. That's what I told Sister Renee. So we can praise the Lord and rejoice. And I pray this wakes up other people, understand what they're doing. It's all about control. It's all about trying to change us and more than something that God, you know, didn't intend for us at all. But that's happening. And then all that's happened in the Middle East and everything's, you know, it's accelerating. So I don't think it's very much longer until the Lord comes. But, you know, the Lord was dealing with me, and I sent my message, too, that we shouldn't be focused on looking at days or at feast or everything and focused on that and forget about what it's all about. It's Jesus. And that it's more than it's about a day. It's about us to be with Jesus. And that's what the Lord was showing me, is that we need to be looking to Jesus. And understand, like Peter, when he was walking on the water, everything was good and took his eyes off Jesus and got too much focus on all the stuff going on. Now, like I say, it's okay to check on stuff. It's okay, but don't get too involved where we don't have time for the Lord and that we have to be very alert as the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding us. And understand that he has given us, the direction. And for sure, at least two, is that we know the times and seasons, and we know the day of his approaching. But be very careful of mixing up the things for his second coming and talking about the rapture, because they are different. But it's very important to understand that the things of his second coming, when he was speaking about those, like in Matthew 24 and the other places in the prophets, that was saying how much closer are we to his coming for us, much closer. But anyway, praise the Lord. Like I said, I'll share more in the message. But it's very true that we need to keep our eyes on Jesus and his spirit and his character and life. It's in us. We're not the same anymore. We're not like the fallen one, Satan. We're not like the sinful, lost people of the world. We've been changed. You have been brought to life by God, by his Holy Spirit. You have been changed. You have the life, character, nature, power of God. And that he's the one who empowers us to be who Christ wants us to be. There's no way to do it in your own self, in your flesh. No, we'll fail miserably. We always will. But in Jesus, we can. In Jesus, we can. Amen. All right, well, praise God. I want to share with you. Oops, all right, get too much going here. Praise God. Let's pray, and then I'll share with you very powerful about the first song and the scripture behind it. Father, we honor and praise you tonight. We thank you that we could come together in the name of Jesus. We pray for, Lord, each one here by phone and by the chat room and Skype and Facebook. Lord, that let the anointing flow, the anointing that we can learn and study and grow as the Spirit reveals your truth to each one of us. Lord, that we focus on you, the living Word of God, and let you move within our lives. And we humble ourselves and lift up the name of Jesus, the name above all names, the name that the enemy cringes at, that they run and hide as we celebrate and lift up the mighty name of Jesus. They have no place here in the presence of you, Lord Jesus, and by the power of your Holy Spirit and by your tremendous, victorious blood shed for us over our sin, over the power of sin, the nature of sin, and over the sinful one, praise God, Satan, glory to God, victory over him, praise God, through you, Lord Jesus. We thank you and honor you tonight, Lord. We thank you for what you have done. How can we ever forget? And we should always rejoice each day as we realize where we were and where you have brought us. Realize what we were facing without you. But now you have taken care of that, praise God. We're very grateful for what you're doing in our lives now. We thank you for this time. We praise you for your presence here, Lord, and that we can come and rest at your feet in a refuge, in an oasis, and let the living water flow, and that any of us thirsty, Lord, that we would be quenched, our thirst would be quenched each day at the pouring of the Spirit, pouring out of the Spirit of your love, your mercy, your grace, your righteousness, your truth, your power, your character, Lord, everything about you. And we learn and understand we desperately need you in these days, Lord, and we depend upon you, and that we would learn and understand that more and more, that we do not want to go the way of men. We don't want to go the way of religion, but we want to go the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name. And you are the way, Lord Jesus. There is no other way but only you. You're the only one that saved us. You're the one that has redeemed us. You're the one that has given us eternal life. You have given us life through your Spirit. You're the one that's coming to rescue us. There is no other. You're coming personally, praise God. You're coming personally because how much love you and the Father and the Spirit has for each of us. We're very grateful, Lord. We pray now that you will lead and guide us tonight by the mighty Holy Spirit. We honor and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless each one. Praise God. And that understand about this song tonight. It's a newer one. I think it's very powerful. But it was amazing what it led to as I looked it up about one of the names of God and what it means. And really, truthfully, a lot of Jews need to be listening to this and understand what this was leading to. So the first place will be is in Genesis 22:9-14. When they came to the place which God had told Abraham, and this is Abraham and his son Isaac, the promised one, remember, built an altar there and arranged the wood and bound Isaac, his son, and placed him on the altar. How hard would that be? How hard would that be? Even when we're there at the start, let me go here. It says in verse 8, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself a land for a burnt offering. That's what he told him, because he had everything, but they didn't have a sacrifice. And God told Abraham to sacrifice his son. A strong test of faith, right? Abraham reached out his hand and he placed his son on the altar on top of the wood. Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord, with a capital A, called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. He answered, here I am. Who was that calling out? As they say in the Old Testament, when you see a capital A on the angel of the Lord, it's Jesus. It's the captain of hosts. It's Jesus. The one that would not be spared. The one that God provided. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, as you reveal this, hallelujah, to see this. Abraham, Abraham, he answered, here I am. The Lord said, do not reach out with the knife in your hand against the boy and do nothing to harm him, for I know that you fear God with reverence and profound respect. Since you have not withheld from me your son, your only son of promise, then Abraham looked up and glanced around, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it for a burnt offering, a sending sacrifice instead of his son. So Abraham named the place, the Lord will provide, Jehovah Jireh, Yahweh Jireh. And it is said to this day, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be seen and provided. Amen? Now we move to the New Testament. And understand who God provided for us, greater than any ram in the thicket. Oh, no. It had to be an eternal sacrifice. One who is eternal to be able to overcome our sin. The spirit, the problem of the sin nature had to be dealt with eternally. And this is the truth of who God is. And my God will liberally supply, fill until full your every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Everything. The greatest thing that we need, the greatest thing in our life we need is salvation, eternal life. And God did not even spare his own son like he did Abraham. And later, if you look in the book of Hebrews 11, Abraham believed God, even if he killed his son, being the promise in the air that God would raise him from the dead. Well, praise God, Abraham had great faith. And we need to look and understand this is what he did with his son. Even if his son was sacrificed on the cross, and he died on the cross and poured out his life and blood, oh, glory to God, 3 days later, he was raised up again. Because that's the kind of love that God has. It's greater than our sin. It's greater than death. Praise God. And in verse 20 says, because he does this for us, brothers and sisters, to our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. This song is called Jireh. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.
That I am right now. You love me. There's nothing to do to let you down. Then take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than right now.
Hallelujah. Amen.
For Jireh, you are enough. Jireh, you are enough. And I will be content in every circumstance. Jireh, you are enough. For enough, always enough. More than enough, forever enough, always enough, more than enough. We forget how I feel right now. Then top can see clear with all about. Stay by my side when the sun goes down. I don't want to forget, feel right now. Jireh, you are enough. Jireh, you are enough. I will be content in every circumstance. Jireh, you are enough. Ever enough, always enough, always more than enough. Forever enough, always enough, more than enough. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Spoken. I'm already loved. More than imagined. And that is enough. Hallelujah. So, amen. Know who I am. Yeah. I'm already loved. More than I can imagine. This is enough. Nothing more for me. Already loved. I'm already chosen. I know who I am. I know that I've been spoken. Already loved. More than I can ever fathom. And that is enough. Yes, it is enough. 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 That is enough. It is enough. It is enough. That is enough. That is enough. That is enough. Enough. Are enough. You are enough. You are enough. You are enough. So I'm in enough. You are enough, so I am enough. Jireh, you are enough. Jireh, you are enough. I'll be content with every circumstance. Jireh. You are enough. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 He gathers the lily, tender and slender, much more we clothe you, much more we clothe you. She's over the sparrow. Mm-hmm. More does he love you. How much more does he love you? Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. How much more does he love you? 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 Hallelujah! Does he love you? More than imagine, rooting to his power, in enough. It's more than enough. It's within asking, think, or imagine. According to his power, it's working in us. It's more than enough. If you ask and think and imagine, according to his power working in us, it's more than enough. Think or imagine, according to his power working in us, it's more than enough. His think and imagine, according to his power working in us, it's more than enough. Amen. No, no, more than you know. Jireh, you are enough. Jireh, you are enough. And I will be content in every circumstance. Jireh, you are enough. Be content in every circumstance. Jireh, you are enough. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. One of his glorious names, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Yes. The Lord will provide. He provides everything. We can't do it ourselves. We need him. Amen. All right, sis, Jeanette, you want to come and continue this worship and praise as we go into this message and this service tonight. Praise God as the Lord leads what he puts on our hearts that we share. You can do it, Sis Luna. Just ask the Lord to help you. Just don't overdo it. try to drink liquids is a good thing to do. At least drink liquids. But you'll be able to. The Lord will sustain you. He honors that fasting. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. We pretty well fast almost every morning. Most of half the day or whatever. Mainly drink juice or my wife drinks some coffee, but that's about it. Most of the time. We have breakfasts sometimes during the weekend, but during the week in ministry and stuff, always pray and fast and worship and praise the Lord during the week. Shalom, sis.
Shalom, brother. Brother, sister,
how you doing?
Shalom.
Good, okay? Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're hanging in there? Lord, that's good.
Yes, the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
Our strength.
Amen.
It's my strength and my song.
Wasn't that pretty amazing? I don't know if you've ever seen it before, but did you ever notice it talked about the one that stopped Abraham was the angel of the Lord with a capital A, and that would be the Savior. That would be Christ. He's it talks about him as the capital A in the Old Testament is Jesus. But anyway, that's pretty awesome. And that he himself is not gone to. God Father was not going to spare his son. Oh, glory that thank God what he did for us, that's for sure. Well, bless
Amen.
You, sis.
Thank you, Lord.
You want to continue the worship and praise tonight?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bless you.
Bless you. Here I am, down down on my knees again, surrendering all, surrendering all, and find me, Lord, as you draw me near, desperate for you. Desperate for you, I surrender. Strength my soul, as mercy is grace unfold, I hunger and thirst. I hunger and thirst. With arms stretched wide, I know you hear my cry. Speak to me now. Speak to me now. I surrender. I surrender. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I surrender. I surrender. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. Like a rising wind, Jesus, breathe within. Lord of your ways, Lord of your ways, in me. Like a mighty storm, stir within my soul. Lord of your ways, Lord of your way in me. Like a rising wind, Jesus, breathe within. Lord of your way, Lord of your way in me. Like a mighty storm, there within my soul, Lord of your way, Lord of your way, in me. Yeah. Oh. Like a rising wind, Jesus, breathe within. Lord of your way, Lord of your way, in me. Like a mighty storm, stir within my soul. Lord of your way, Lord of your way, in me. Lord of your way, Lord of your way, in me. I surrender. I surrender. I want to know. I want to
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
Don't you think that the Lord Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit is going to be excited as we are on that day? Oh, I believe so.
Oh, he will prepare us.
Amen. Yeah. I mean, it will be joyous. I believe it will probably be a day that we'll be like, you know, floating on air, you know, even before we're raptured because we'll be so excited and everything. And I think, since it could be, you know, lined up with everything else that, you know, is almost at the last moment, you know, or you're at a place where there's nowhere to turn, or we're caught and there has to be a rescue, and it's going to be that it's God. He does it, just like all the other examples we see in the Word of God. It will be Him.
Amen.
It will be
Hallelujah.
Him.
Hallelujah.
Amen, sis. Praise
God.
Thank you. Thank you for the praise and worship that leads us into this message about His faithfulness. And if this is faithful as He has been for our salvation and to forgive us and give us eternal life, He's just as faithful He will be that He'll come for us because He loves us. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right. I'll get with you at the end of the service to let you bring forth this song for the end of the service about, hear my prayer, O Lord. Please do, Lord, each day. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Okay, brother.
See you later.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Praise God, brothers and sisters. So mainly this message of encouragement, a message of being very discerning and warning that we are not to look to men, but we are to look to the living God. Hear what the Lord is saying to us. And don't get mixed up with the things about His second coming and He's coming for His church. That's another thing that people have people confused and misled, that understand that that we need to focus on Jesus and what He did reveal to us about the time of His coming and focus on that in this time. Praise God. God is faithful through Jesus Christ. God is faithful through Jesus Christ. Shalom, brothers and sisters, in Christ. Grace, mercy, and love come from our true and faithful Heavenly Father, our faithful Savior and Son, Jesus Christ, in the always faithful, present Holy Spirit. Amen? That's part of who they are. That's their character. That's their nature. They can't deny themselves. For such a time as this, we have been waiting and hoping, as people keep pointing out a day or even the time or a feast day, that our Savior is coming, only to be disappointed again. Well, I can tell you this. Do not put your trust in faith in a day or an event, but in the One who controls all that is going on, in the One who died for you so you can live, the One who poured out His life and blood so you can be forgiven and receive forgiveness of all your sin and be made righteous in the eyes of God the Father by our faith and trust in His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the most important thing. Hallelujah. In these desperate times, in these critical, urgent times, that people need to know about the Savior, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the only hope for mankind. That He did not stop there, oh hallelujah, but to fulfill all His Father's will and purpose for the redemption of His created children, He died. And He raised up 3 days later, as the Scripture said, what happened, so that we can rise at His coming, asleep or alive when He comes. Amen. Hallelujah. That the Son of God took care of everything that had to be done so we're able to be saved, redeemed, and resurrected at His perfect way and time. Amen. The key is His perfect way in time, not ours or what we think it is, but His. Amen? He has always been faithful to each of us who know Him and love Him. Truthfully, He has been faithful to all of His created children by all that He has been done through His Son, Jesus Christ. It is truly available to all. You have to make the choice and the decision for yourself personally before your last breath in this life. I pray all listening tonight in the archives will or has before this is truly too late. By the word of God, we are in the times and seasons of Christ's return for his church and bride. But let us not lose our focus on him and focus too much on a day or an event. Amen? Truthfully, by all the signs, even the feasts given were mainly for the Jews and speaking about his second coming. So many people try to mix or fix them for the rapture of the church and bride. That is bringing confusion. God is not a God of confusion. The main thing to know about these days, even the feast and the timing of them, is how much closer are we to his coming for us. Amen? One thing you need to know, truly know, when Christ was speaking in the book of John, it was totally different than the other gospels of Mark, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Here, he was starting to tell and show not only to Jews, but all people could be saved and have eternal life. Amen? The key was to believe, trust, and have faith in him, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. So remember what he told us from his word about our life and our time now as we live. About one is coming who is going to let you know all truth and what else? The future. Let's look. First, let's go to the scripture in the book of John that points to that Jesus Christ was the Savior for all people, not just the Jews. Amen? John 3:16-21. For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world. When that's talking about that, not this big old globe. He's talking about people. And he that even gave his one and only begotten son. He didn't spare his son, praise God. Or we'd be in a hell of a mess if he did. So that whoever believes and trusts in him as Savior shall not perish. Jew, Gentile, doesn't matter. Jew or Gentile. Shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge and condemn the world. That is to initiate the final judgment of the world. But it's coming. It's just around the corner. But the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes and has decided to trust in him as personal Savior and Lord is not judged. For this one, there is no judgment, no rejection, no condemnation. The one who does not believe and has decided to reject him as personal Savior and Lord is judged already. That one has been convicted and sentenced because he has not believed and trusted in the name of the only one, of the only begotten Son of God, the one who is truly unique, the only one of his kind, the one who alone can save him or her. It's Jesus. Nothing added but Jesus to believe in him. This is the judgment. That is the cause of indictment. The test by which people are judged. The basis for the sentence. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For every wrongdoer hates the light and does not come to the light, but shrinks from it, for the fear that his sinful, worthless activities will be exposed and condemned. But whoever practices truth and does what is right, morally, ethically, spiritually, comes to the light so that his works may be plainly shown to be what they are, accomplished in God, not yourselves. Accomplished in God. That's where a lot of people get it wrong. Divinely prompt, done with God's help, in dependence on Him. That only happens by your faith in Jesus and being born by the Spirit. The lifeline of God to us. The very life of God in. So God the Father sent His Son Jesus to save the people of the world who will believe in Him, excuse me, as the Son of God and as our Savior personally. Amen? The other thing you need to know is that when He came that time, as He has already, He came to save. But the second part is going to happen too. That is to initiate the final judgment of the world. Yes, this is coming all who do not believe. This is coming to all who do not believe and trust the Son of God to be saved and given eternal life. So yes, God is faithful. For the most important thing or truth for us, that while we were lost sinners, that His Son Jesus died for us so that we can be forgiven, saved, and have eternal life. Amen? Now, as a born-again believers, again in the book of John, He started revealing some revelation of the truth and the future to all who believe. Let's look. Let me get a drink. John 14, 1 through 6. Do not let your heart be troubled. Afraid, cowardly, believe. Confidently in God and trust in Him. Have faith. Hold on to it. Rely on it. Keep going. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, because I'm going there to prepare a place for you. You've been doing that for a while. Wow. What does He have prepared? No eye have seen, no dreams, no thoughts can conceive of what God has prepared for us. And if I go and prepare a place for you, what does He say next? I will come back again, and I will take you to myself, just like it talks about. Caught up, and to be with the Lord, be with Him. And so that where I am, you may be also. And to the place where I'm going, you know the way. Thomas said to Him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. So how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the only way to God and the real truth and the real life. No one comes to the Father but through me. It's like I tell people all the time, you've got to be real with God because He's been absolute real with us. So you see here, He is mainly speaking to His disciples and followers, the ones who trust Jesus for their salvation and eternal life personally, not the crowds or religious leaders, but the ones who believe in Him and know He is faithful. Amen? So by this word, how do we truly know what God wants us to know right now? Let's look. John 16, 5 through 15. But now, I am going to Him who sent me. None of you asked me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. See, He knows our heart. And taking complete possession of them. But I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For I do not go, if I do not go away, the helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him, the Holy Spirit, to you, to be in close fellowship with you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world of the guilt of sin and the need of a Savior and about the and about righteousness and about judgment. Four things. About sin and the true nature of it, because they do not believe in me, in my message. About righteousness, personal integrity, and godly character. Because I am going to my Father, and you will see me, no longer see me. That's to us. That's what the Holy Spirit does in our life. He leads us to righteousness. About judgment, the certainty of it. Because the ruler of this world, Satan, has been judged and condemned. There's no redemption for him. There is redemption for all of God's created children, if you believe and accept it. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear to hear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth, full and complete truth. For he will not speak of his own initiative, but he will speak whatever he hears from the Father. The message regarding the Son, he will disclose to you what is to come in the future. He will glorify and honor me, because he, the Holy Spirit, will take from what is mine and will disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. And because of this, I said that he, the Spirit, will take from what is mine and reveal it to you. Did you see what he said about who the Holy Spirit is? Helper, the Lord is my helper. Comforter, that I will comfort those and bring peace. Advocate, that Jesus is the advocate before the Father for us. Intercessor, that Jesus is the high priest. Counselor, wonderful counselor, mighty God. Hallelujah. Strengthener, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Do you see the character and the life of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Praise God. Isn't that exciting? The Lord was showing me that as we were reading this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise his name. So how are we really to know the truth of God's word and the revelations, even our future with him? He will disclose to you what is to come in the future to each of us. Amen. Jesus Christ is faithful and true. The truth has come to pass in each of our lives and hearts who believe and trust in him as the Son of God and our glorious Savior. We are born again by the Holy Spirit. He lives in our hearts and lives today, right now. Let us humble ourselves and trust him to lead us and guide us, and let him reveal the future and not man and man's way. Amen? We've all been excited by what some men and women say or try to figure out when the Lord Jesus is coming, only to be disappointed that he did not come. We were told to encourage one another with these words and not try to figure out which day. But let us trust the Lord Jesus, because he is faithful and will not fail us or disappoint us either. Amen? Brothers, sisters, be encouraged by the word of God. We do know two things for sure. There is times and seasons of his return for us, and there is a day approaching. Amen? Know this, your Savior and our King Jesus is coming for us to take us home before he does initiate the judgment for all who do not believe and trust him personally. Why? Because he is truly faithful. Amen? So let us focus on him and his word empowered by the Holy Spirit. When the time is perfect, the Holy Spirit will reveal to us when our Savior is coming to each of us who truly believe. Amen? So in this time of all the trials and tests, and so many thinking they know what is going on, it is good to know who we believe in and trust is true and faithful to us is born-again follower, the born-again followers of Christ. Amen. Definition of faithful. True to one's word, promises, reliable, trusted, believed. This is who our Savior and King is to us. Amen. Now, by his mighty word of truth, amen. Psalm 12, verse 1. Save and help and rescue, Lord. Listen to this. The first word thinking out for this list. Listen to this. Save, help, and rescue, Lord, for godly people cease to be. For the faithful vanish from among the sons of men. What does that sound like? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. I never noticed this song say this. But for such a time as this, that the Holy Spirit reveals the truth, this is going to happen to us very soon. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord himself will come and rescue us. For the faithful vanish from among the sons of men. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 13, verse 5. But I have trusted and relied on and been confident in your loving kindness and faithfulness. My heart shall rejoice and delight in your salvation. Not our salvation, but God's salvation. Yes, we like the psalmist that we do not, I mean, that we have trusted and relied on and been confident in your loving kindness and faithfulness, even for such a time as this. Amen. Psalm 31, verse 5. Into your hand I commit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, the God of truth and faithfulness. The scripture and song was fulfilled by the Son of God, Jesus Christ, at the cross, as he fulfilled all the Father's will and purpose for us to be forgiven, saved, and redeemed by his life and blood. That he said this when it was truly finished. Amen. That we too will follow our Savior's heart and that we do the same. Amen. Psalm 33, verse 4. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done. In faithfulness. Psalm 40, verse 10. I have not concealed your righteousness within my heart. I have proclaimed your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Yes, brothers and sisters. We are not to be silent about God's faithfulness and his salvation available to all who believe and trust him. We are to not conceal his loving kindness and his truth either. Amen. Psalm 69, verse 13. But as for me, my prayer is this to you, O Lord, at an acceptable and opportune time. O God, in the greatness of your favor, in the abundance of your loving kindness, answer me with truth. That is the faithfulness of your salvation. Father, answer me with truth. That is the faithfulness of your salvation for each of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 85, verse 10. Steadfast love and truth and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. All the nature and character of God is true and eternal. It is who he truly is of himself and to us. Amen. Psalm 89, verse 2. For I have said, goodness and loving kindness will be built up forever in the heavens, unchangeable and majestic. You will establish your faithfulness. Yes, his word and his promises in his word will come to pass. Amen. Psalm 94, verse 4. He will cover you and completely protect you with his pinion, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a wall. He will protect you, and you find refuge in him. His faithfulness is a shield and a wall to protect us. Amen? Psalm 109, verse 21. But you, O God, the Lord, show kindness to me for your name's sake, because your loving kindness, your faithfulness, compassion is good. Oh, rescue me. Spoken here in Psalms, but also spoken about being rescued in the New Testament. Let's look. 1 Thessalonians 1, 9 through 10, the truth of God's word for such a time as we live now. For they themselves report about us, telling what kind of reception we had among you and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to look forward and confidently wait for the coming of his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, hallelujah, Jesus, who personally rescues us from the coming wrath and draws us to himself. Come up hither, granting us all the privileges and rewards of a new life with him, that you are a son and daughter of Almighty God and joint heirs with Christ. He is coming for us. He will rescue us. He will not leave us here because we're part of his family. Amen? Glory to God. Jesus, who personally rescues us from the coming wrath and draws us to himself. Amen? Why? Because he loves us and he is faithful to his word and to us. Amen? Psalm 136, verse 23, who faithfully remembered us in our lowly condition, for his loving kindness endures forever. Praise God, we got a forever God. Everything he does is he's forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you remembered us knowing we needed your loving kindness. That you, Lord Jesus, are faithful, and this endures forever. Amen. Rejoice. Isaiah 25, verse 1. A song of praise for God's favor. O Lord, you are my God. I exalt you. I praise and give thanks to your name, for you have done miraculous things, plans formed long, long ago, fulfilled with perfect faithfulness. We join in the song of praise from the prophet Isaiah, yes and amen. Psalm 51, verse 6. Lift your eyes to the heavens, then look to the earth beneath, for the heavens will be torn to pieces and vanish like smoke, and the earth will wear out like a garment, and its inhabitants will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever. My righteousness, faithfully, fully promised, will not be broken. Do you see why you need our Savior and the Son of God personally? It is very clear. This world's system, and the wicked ways will be judged and destroyed. But God says, my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness, justice, and faithfully fulfilled promise will not be broken. Amen. It is time right now to believe and trust in the Son of God as your Savior right now. This word and promise will come to pass to those who believe and to those who do not believe. Amen. I pray you choose the faithful one, Jesus Christ, for salvation and eternal life forever. Amen. Isaiah 57, verse 1. Evil leaders rebuked. The righteous man perishes at the hand of evil, and no one takes it to heart. Faithful and devout men are taken away, while no one understands that the righteous person is taken away to be spared from disaster and evil. Hear the Lord speaking tonight, the Holy Spirit revealing the truth, the future, like no one is really concerned about good people dying at the hands of evil people, calling good evil and evil good. But God does. And he will let this go on just so long, and then this will happen. Faithful and devout men and women are taken away while no one understands that the righteous person is taken to be spared, rescued from disaster and evil. This is what is coming to this falling world soon. But praise God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and our Savior is coming to rescue us before it takes place. Amen. Be encouraged. Be encouraged, sons and daughters of the Most High. Daniel 4, verse 37. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and honor the God of heaven, for all his works are true and faithful, and his ways are just. He is able to humiliate and humble those who walk in self-centered, self-righteous pride. Hear this great leader of the kingdom of Babylon that ruled the world. Many of our leaders need to take heed to this and do what he did. Humble himself and not be self-centered, self-righteous, prideful as government leaders and religious leaders too. Amen? Before it is too late. Before it is truly too late. Micah 7, verse 2. The godly person who is faithful and loyal to God has perished from the earth. And there is no upright person. There is no upright person with one good character or moral integrity among men. They all lie in wait to shed blood. Each hunts the other with a net. God of mercy, this day is coming. During the tribulation, there is no godly people at the start. When the Lord takes all his people, then it will be an ungodly world. And it will be like the prophet describes here. Amen. That's the truth. The faithful and loyal to God. Godly person. Who makes us godly is God, not ourselves. At least anybody boasts. But there will be that day, the day of the resurrection rapture, the day of redemption, when all the people in Christ, ones that are asleep or alive, will be taken from this world. And everybody left will be ungodly people at that moment, as the prophet said. Micah 3, verse 6. For I am the Lord. I do not change, but remain faithful to my covenant with you. This is why you, O sons of Jacob, have not come to an end. Nothing about with Israel. It's about what God has done for them. This is to all who want the nation of Israel gone, or you want to replace Israel with the church. Not going to happen. All your evil ways and plans will fail because God has a final word, not Satan or man. Amen? Praise God. Acts 20, verse 24. But I do not consider my life as something valued or dear to me, so that I may with joy finish my course in the ministry which I have received from the Lord Jesus to testify faithfully of the good news of God's precious undeserved grace. What makes us free of the guilt of sin and grants us eternal life. This is Apostle Paul speaking to the believers of the church in those early days, I think Ephesus. And he's pouring out his heart because he's getting ready to finish up his ministry and that the Lord has told him he's going to Rome and testify for him there. And then he's going to be called home. So what he says here is very profound. And he wants us to understand and know this. The Holy Spirit does. As our Savior and God, we too are to be faithful and true in our lives. Amen. Oh, yes. He is the one who makes this possible by the Holy Spirit in our lives now. Amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. God is faithful. He is reliable, trustworthy, and ever true to his promise. He can be depended on. And through him, You are called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is faithful. Amen. Number two, reliable. Amen. Number three, trustworthy. Amen. Number four, ever true to his promise. Amen. Number five, he could be depended on. He was not going to let you down or fail you. Amen. God's grace for us, called into fellowship in relationship with his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. Thank you, Lord. No temptation, regardless of its source, has overtaken or enticed you that is not common to human experience. Nor is there any temptation unusual or beyond human resistance, but God is faithful to his word. He is compassionate and trustworthy, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability to resist. But along with the temptation, he has in the past and is now and will always provide the way out. The way out as well. Who is the way? It's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So that you will be able to endure it without yielding and will overcome temptation with joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Jesus is the way. This covers all temptation and sin. Christ, praise God. How is God faithful to his word in us? He did this through his Son, Jesus Christ. He has covered all our temptations and sin. His way out for us is through the life and blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise him and thank him. This is why we can overcome temptation and even sin with joy. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 18. But as surely as God is faithful and means what he says, our message to you is not yes and no at the same time. Not wishy-washy. Let us be like our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Mean what we say too, that our message is not yes and no or confusing. But let our message be yes and mean what we truly say about God's ways and standards. Amen? 2 Corinthians 1:19. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus, and Timothy, was not yes and no. It has to be solid. It can't be compromising. It can't be tickling ears. It's got to be the truth. It's got to be real. It's got to be from the heart of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit to change people's life. We can't change nobody. Only God can change them. But they got to know it's real too. But has to be yes in him. True. Faithful. The divine, yes, affirming God's promises. Hallelujah. Yes, glory to God in him, true, faithful, and divine, yes, affirming God's promises. Amen. Hallelujah. Galatians 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit, the result of his presence in us, the person of the Holy Spirit, his love, unselfish concern for others, joy, inner peace, patience, not the ability to wait, but how we wait, how we act while waiting. Kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. It starts off with love, and it ends with faithfulness and everything in between, but there's the great bookend. So where do we get the result of his patience, his presence within us? One, being faithfulness, just like our Savior, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. Amen? 2 Timothy 2, verse 11. This is a faithful and trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we also live with him. Confirmed by his word. Let's look. Galatians 2:20. If we died with him by faith. And here's the confirmation from his word. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. That is, in him, I have shared his crucifixion. It is no longer I who live, the old person, the sinful person, the lost, the dead person, but Christ lives in me, his life, his character, who we are in Christ. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith, by adhering to, relying on, and completely trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me and for you too. Amen. Confirmed as faithful and true. Praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2, verse 13. Listen to how powerful God's love. Listen how powerful God's mercy is, his grace. If we are faithless, and you doubt, whatever, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, true to his word and his righteous character. And hear this for sure. You're truly a born-again follower in Christ. Even if you stumble and you doubt and you're faithless and you try to run from him, listen about who you are and what God has done when you were really real with God somewhere in your life at the start of this journey that the Lord has us on, this path of life. Listen to what it says. For he cannot deny himself. You are a child of God. You are part of the church. You are part of his beautiful bride. We didn't make ourselves that way. He made us this way. So be encouraged. We all stumble. We have mistakes. We all face temptation, tests, and trials. But we will not be perfect as long as we have this corruptible flesh. That's why we have him, his righteous character, true to his word. He cannot deny you because he loves you, and you're part of him. Oh, praise God. What God does of you is permanent. Where can you hide from the Lord? Where can you go from him? You can't, because he loves you that much. Praise God. This confirms, this verse here, this confirms that your salvation given to you from God, an eternal life given to you from God through his Son, Jesus Christ, does not depend upon you, but him. Even if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He can deny himself. He cannot deny you if you're truly a born-again follower of Christ. You're part of him. He is the head, and we are his body. Amen? Praise God. Looks like he said, I'm going to a place, and where I am, you will be also. I'm going to bring you to you. I'm going to bring you to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's trust the Lord. Thank you for this encouraging word, Lord. Titus 3, verse 8. This is a faithful and trustworthy saying. Concerning these things, I want you to speak with great confidence so that those who have believed God, that is, those who have trusted in, relied on, accepted Christ Jesus as Savior, will be careful to participate in doing good and honorable things. These things are excellent in themselves and profitable for the people. Amen. Let us take heed to this. You see what he says, what it means. Like I've said, you've got to be real with God. Trusted in, relied on, accepted, believe. Amen. And when the Holy Spirit reveals, when the Father reveals his Son to you by the Holy Spirit, you can't deny it. Now you can reject it because he still gives you that free will. That's how perfect God is. His love is perfect. You have to make that decision yourself. I pray you choose life because the other choice is death. And I'm not just talking about this temporal thing. I'm talking about eternal. That's what people need to understand. Oh, God, praise you. Hebrews 2, verse 17. Glory to his name. By his word of truth being revealed to us tonight. Therefore, it was essential that he had to be made like his brothers, mankind, his created children, in every respect, so that he might, by experience, become merciful and faithful high priest in the things related to God, to make atonement, propitiation for the people's sins, thereby what? Wiping away the sin, satisfying divine justice, and providing a way of reconciliation between God and mankind. Glory to God. The faithful one has done this. The Savior, Son of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy toward us and you being faithful to your Father and us, to reconcile us between God and us. Amen. Hebrews 10, verse 23. Let us seize and hold tightly the confession of our faith without wavering. For he who has promised is reliable, trustworthy, and faithful to his word. His word is truth. His word will come to pass just as it was spoken by him. He who promised is reliable and trustworthy and faithful to his word. Amen. Hebrews 10, verse 25. Not forsaking our meeting together as believers for worship and instruction, as the habit of some, not very wise ones that do that, but encouraging one another, all the more faithfully as we see what? The day of Christ's return approaching. Do you think we see it approaching? I do believe we do. We do. We see. Amen, brothers and sisters. We are doing this right now. All the more as you see the day as the Holy Spirit reveals of Christ's return approaching to each of us now. Amen. Just like Christ said he would. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Jesus, the example. Well, there's the perfect example. There's no other one that's perfect except him. So we should listen and follow his example. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness, stripping away every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. Let us run with endurance and active persistence the race that is set before us. But where are we at that race? Are we coming around the last curve? Can we see the finish line? I believe we can. Let us take heed to his word because of God's absolute faithfulness. Amen. 1 Peter 4, verse 19. Therefore, those who are ill-treated and suffer in accordance with the will of God must continue to do right and commit their souls for safekeeping to the faithful Creator. Yes, brothers and sisters, even when this happens in our lives now, because your souls are in safekeeping to the faithful God and Creator. Amen? Remember what Jesus said in his prayer in John 17, that all the ones you've given me, Lord, I will not lose one. I mean, Father, all the ones you've given me, Father, I will not lose one. Revelation 1:5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful and trustworthy witness, the firstborn of the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth. Who's in charge? Our King, the ruler, King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. To him who always, what? Loves us. Always. It's an action word. Love us. And who has once for all freed us. Hallelujah. Free from sin. Free from addictions. And from the things that the enemy puts on us. Chains. In prison. Or washed us from our sin by his blood. His sacrificial death. Praise his name. All who Christ is to us, that he is faithful and trustworthy to us. Amen. Oh, praise his name. Revelation 2, verse 3. And I know that you who believe are enduring patiently and are bearing up for my sake, my name's sake, that you have not grown weary of being faithful to the truth. Hebrews 10, verse 36 to 38. For you have need of patient endurance to bear up under difficult circumstances without compromising, so that when he have carried out the will of God, you may receive and enjoy to the full what is promised. For yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. Hear the Lord speaking tonight. Hallelujah. But my righteous one, the one justified by faith, shall live by faith, respecting man's relationship to God and trusting him. If he draws back, shrinking in fear, my soul has no delight in him. We are to trust the Lord and not man. We've seen the results of that in our world. But we know in our lives, by trusting the Lord, what's happened in our lives. Amen? Thank you, sis, for that word. That we as born-again believers right now, that we follow his path set before us to be faithful and trustworthy to him and our fellow believers too by the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives now. Amen? So we know and see that God, our Creator and Savior, is faithful. He is faithful to his word and promises, and to all who believe and trust in him. He will faithfully keep his word and promises to us. So be encouraged. As he came to save us and give us eternal life, he will come. He will come in his perfect way in time to rescue us before the final judgment and wrath of God will be poured out on all who do not believe and trust him and his word and not believing that he is faithful. But he will show them that he is for salvation and life and judgment and death too. So our God and Savior is totally faithful to all who believe and trust him. He brings this nature and character into our lives too, through our faith and trust in him and by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now I finish this encouraging message with these two scriptures. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 24. Faithful, absolute trustworthy is he who is calling you to himself for your salvation. And he will do it. He will fulfill his call by making you holy, guarding you, watching over you, and protecting you as his own. Amen. Remember this, brothers and sisters. He who has started this in you, he will be faithful and complete it. Just believe and trust him, Jesus Christ. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you, setting you on a firm foundation, and will protect and guard you from the evil one. Praise God. He will do this now and keep you from the time of the evil one during the tribulation and for all eternity, because he is faithful now and forever. Amen. Praise God. Glory to the Lord. He is faithful to us. Promises. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God of Abraham, God of covenant and faithful promises, time and time again, you have proven just do what you said. Through the storms may come and the winds may blow, I remain steadfast. And let my heart learn when you speak a word, it will come to pass. Great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to me. God, from age to age, through the earth may pass away, words remain the same. Yeah. Your history can prove there's nothing you can do. You're faithful and true. Through the storms may come and the winds may blow, and I remain steadfast. And let my heart learn when you speak a word, it will come to pass. Great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to me. From the rising sun to the setting same, I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me. Amen. Faith in Jesus, my anchor to the ground. my hope and firm foundation. He will never let me down. I put my faith in Jesus, my anchor to the ground. My hope and firm foundation. He will never let me down. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. I will still bless you. I will still bless you. We'll still bless you. Hallelujah. Great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness, as in sun to the setting saint, I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me. Amen. He will. He is. He is faithful. Eternally faithful. Hallelujah. And then we understand how great is God's love. How great is his mercy toward us. His mercy is more than anything of ourselves. Any of our sin, our hearts, his mercy is more. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. His mercy is more. Oh. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many. His mercy is more. Amen. Yes, it is. Who he is? Glory to God. Know who God is. Love, remember wrongs we have done. Omniscience, all-knowing, he counts none their sum. Thrown into the sea without bottom or shore. Our sins, they are many. His mercy is more. Praise the Lord. His mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are mercy. His mercy is more. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. Patient would wait. We constantly roam. What father so tender is calling us home. He welcomes the weak. Is the vilest of poor. Our sins, they are many. His mercy is more. Amen. The Lord, his mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many. His mercy is more. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Absolutely amazing. riches of kindness he lavished on us. His blood was the payment. His life was the cost. We stood need in debt we could never afford. Hallelujah. Our sins, they are many. His mercy is more. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, oh. His mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, anew every morn. Our sins, they are many. His mercy is more. Oh, his mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many. His mercy is more. Our sins, they are many. His mercy is more. Our sins, they are many. His mercy is more. Amen. It really is. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. That we understand. Even if Christ was at the cross, as many said, he's saying, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. Do you think it was just for the Roman soldiers? Do you think it was just for the Pharisees? Or do you think it was for all of us? Every one of us, lost and a sinner, but praise God. For what he did, his mercy is more. His mercy is more than anything or anyone. Just like it said, the vile, the poor, that's who he is. That's how great his love is. He doesn't want you to stay there. He wants you free. He wants you saved. And he wants you to have the life that God the Father intended for you. When he created you, he had a destiny for you. He had a future for you. And when we was in that sinful state, it was interrupted. But praise God, the Lord brought it back. He brought us back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Very powerful. Very wonderful. Hallelujah. Continue to worship and praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Of a nation that aches, my trust in you
remains.
You sing the same through the changing of changes. You are the hope when I can't find a reason. My trust in you remains.
Amen. Believe. Yes, Lord. Believe in control. Still believe. Yes. Always. Still believe. Amen. He's faithful. Always. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. you remain. My hope in you remain. Hallelujah. Still believe. Greater. I still believe you're in control. Still believe. Healer, faithful, always. Amen. I still believe. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The I still believe you are greater. I still believe you're in control. I still believe you are my healer. Jesus, you're faithful always. You're faithful always. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
The universe is held in your hands, and my heart comes down to your command. My creation will testify of all you've done. From age to age, your promises are stood. You reign and king, just like you were. And every generation will testify to all you've done, to all you've done. To God be the glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. The glory, the glory. You have done great things. God be the glory. Hallelujah. Be the glory. Done great things. You have done great things. The glory. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the Lord of glory. Amen. The glory. God be the glory. For you have done great things. God be the glory. God be the glory. For you have done great things. For you have done great things. Hallelujah. No one. Amen. Amen, amen. As that said, as the word of God said, if God is for us, who can be against us? To God be the glory. Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Keep knocking the pen off here. Well, praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Let's see here about these prayer requests. Pin the right. There you go. Okay. Still need to ask Sis Brenda about William, about his son. Hallelujah. Continue to pray for Sis Jeanette and her family. Pray for Kim. Sis, did your other daughter, Shannon, she recover and heal? I know we had that prayer request. Let's see where we're at here. We pray for the people in Israel, all that's going on. Pray protect our children in the times we're living in from the jab. We're praying for Laney still, Sis Consuelo, Sis Connie, I've seen you been called. for Laney and about her schooling and what she's going through and guidance and wisdom. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray for Israel and the ministries, and right now there is some peace, but it's getting ready to fire up again. But we continue to pray for the ministries in Israel, the ones ministering to the Jews and Arabs about Yeshua HaMashiach. Let's see, continue to pray for William and about to be healed of that spot on his liver. We pray for Jeremy for peace and straight and strength. We pray for Sis Healing Heart daughter, Mary Anna, for his will and protection. We prayed, and Brother Andrew, his daughter, is doing better, and the Lord has answered. Continue to pray for Sis Brenda and her shoulder to be healed in the name of Jesus, I would ask. All right. Any other new prayer requests? I guess that one guy that was in here, he was this as a guest, but he was here for the whole message, praise God, Core Trent. And we thank God for him that came tonight. Any other prayer requests, brothers and sisters, before we go to the Lord in prayer this evening? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's the right shoulder. I'm sorry. The right shoulder, Sis Consuelo. The right shoulder. I hope Sis Luna's all right. She left, or it could be a situation trying to drop people in and out of here. That's another thing. We pray, Lord, that you make a way for that she's able to be in here. She needs to, with prayer, be prayer with us, and if she has any prayer requests to share. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, may he come to the Lord. That's right, Brother Andrew. We don't know the story about Cor, but at least he's speaking, isn't he? At least he's speaking. Right shoulder's hurting her. She was doing so much better until yesterday, and then she a little bit overdid it. And she's got to learn to let it rest. And you know, your natural instincts is to what? It's to use it. So even the day she put on her sling to keep herself from using the her arm, but he was using the arm in the sling. Yeah, I thought I'm on to get you now. And you got to let it rest and do the exercise the doctor told you to do. Amen. Yes, sister, we agree with that in the name of Jesus, to be healed quickly. For Jesus is the great physician. And we do pray the Lord does heal it and makes all the muscles and everything to come into the place they need to be. And he talked about they need to be stretched out and loosen up, and you know, the injury to be healed. And then we got to pray about what's, you know, after that. I mean, I don't really think about her wanting to go back and do that same kind of job. She can't do the thing she did that she injured herself. She has to be very careful. And, you know, it could be a place we're looking at possibly of her retiring too. If God could open that door, because it's sad, brothers and sisters. They've made them almost like a warehouse workers. Instead of taking care of the clients, really, they're just trying to fill these orders and stuff. And used to be the clients could help them, but now they're trying to put it all on the people, all the workers. So we're praying about a lot of things about that. It's like a muscular strain is what the doctor said. A muscular strain, a deep muscular strain. Yes, it can be extremely painful, but she's been doing better. I mean, she lets it rest, and she lets her husband rub it and put that stuff on. That makes it better for her. You know, brothers, sisters, I've learned, you know, everything comes, you know, works together, the good, the love of the Lord. And one thing is this came to show me how I'm supposed to treat her and to show concern for her and, you know, be there for her. And the Lord showed me that you need to understand and treat her better and learn about how I care for you, that you learn that, and that you treat the ones I put in your life. And, it's made me more of understanding that we are to help one another and be there for one another. And it gave me, you know, like I said, it's given me a place to take care of her and show her how much I love her and do some of the things that, you know, she was doing, but she can't do right now. But, yeah, it's important. It really is. You know, I've been in places where, you know, it was you take care of yourself or, you know, oh, well. But that's not in our lives with the Lord. We're supposed to be there for each other and help one another and pray for one another and be who we are. You know, that's the biggest thing is you hear that revelation at the start. The Lord talks about love. It's not about us. It's about others. And he proved that, of course, for all others, that Christ died for us because of love. And that's the greatest motivation that we should have for each other and, of course, for the Lord, but our motivation is love, and he gives us that poured out by the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen. All right, well, praise God. So we'll pray for her. So no other prayer requests right now, huh? All right. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. We'll continue to lift up these prayer requests that we have and thankful. What a powerful word tonight in the scriptures, how they've been opened up and showing us exactly where we're at and what's going on and what God is doing, what he wants us to know. And it's absolutely amazing. Amen. I was just going to put up that scripture to confirm that, right? Ephesians 5:25. Husband, love your wife. Seek the highest good for her. Surround her with caring, unselfish love. As who? Who's our example? Just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. Amen. Oh, yes. I pray that for all of our relationships and marriages. I really do. And you know, the other part of it is that God brought the ministry of reconciliation, the spirit of reconciliation, that what the enemy wants to try to tear apart, God wants to keep together or put together, back together. And the greatest relationship is between us and him. Amen. And then the other relationship is family, is friends, coworkers, whatever. And he's trying his best to, you know, bring division and all that, but God is greater. He really is. And the ministry of reconciliation is here, and people need to know that. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. If I get enough voice here, let me get a drink. Father, we thank you. We praise you for this night. We praise you for this time. We praise you for what you have revealed to us to comfort us and encourage us. We thank you, Lord, that we are to understand that you are pure love, that you are faithful and true, and that you're motivated by your love most of anything else is your love. Everything else comes right in place with it, with grace, mercy. And the greatest is love. Lord, we understand that the way that you have told us and taught us and have shown us, it is by faith. That it is nothing like the world or the way of the world, but it is the righteous way. It is the godly way. It is who you are, and to see you as our example. That we trust and look to you, Lord. We're very grateful how you are within our lives. And whatever we face, on the mountaintops or in the valleys, or the hard decisions, or the easy, or the things we face, sorrow and pain and loss, or joy, peace, and comfort. Lord, you know every aspect of our lives that you conform so you could identify with us because so much love you have for us. You know who we are and what we face. And that because of your love and mercy and grace, you have overcome everything that we could not. You have paid the debt we could not pay, but you did, Lord. And you did it with your own life and blood. We're very grateful. We're grateful, Lord, you've given us a spirit that brings life. Not only life in this life, but eternal life. And we're grateful, Lord, that our future is bright and eternal. And that it's already started within it. Lord, when you come and you rescue us and you draw us to yourself, we will be with you forever. And that we're excited, Lord, and sometimes get frustrated, whatever, and say, well, he ain't come yet. But we know you are, Lord. We know in your perfect way and time. We know what you have revealed to us. We know your heart and how much you long for us to be with you as much as we want to be with you. We're grateful, Lord, that you give us wisdom and direction and how not to be distracted or misled or let down. Because men and women will let us down because none of us are perfect. Only you, Lord. And that we are to focus on you and your word alive, made alive by the Holy Spirit. Father, we continue to pray for these prayer requests that you have put on our hearts. Lord God, we pray for healing. We pray for comfort. We pray for peace. We pray for joy. We pray for all that you give, hope, joy, peace, comfort, love, grace, mercy. It's absolutely amazing, Lord, who you are and what you have truly done for us. We're grateful, Lord, that you have raised us up for such a time as this. As we humbly see all that's going on and that you called us for this time and you want us to be your light and be your witness and to see your greatness and know that you are in total control, even as it looks like the world totally out of control, government, religion, all the deception and everything of the enemy. But Lord, you're greater. Great are you, Lord, and greatly to be praised. We're very grateful, Father, of all that you revealed tonight, of your faithfulness through Jesus Christ, your Son. And over these last few weeks, we have learned everything of you is eternal. Everything of you is everlasting. And that we understand that. And it brings us comfort and peace. And that we trust you in these times that we live. And we thank you for this night. And we praise you, Lord. And give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Praise God. Praise God. Just remember the prayer requests and be praying for your brothers and sisters. I thank God for each one of you. And we're going to let Sis Jeanette come here and finish up this night with the song that we all want. Hear me. Hear my prayer, O Lord. And he does. His ear is to hear your prayers. His eyes are upon you. He never slumbers or sleeps. Do you know, he's even blessing us when we sleep. Blessing is coming in and blessing is going out. Amen. And you know what else? All the words and promises he has spoken to us, he is faithful. He is faithful to keep and complete. Amen, sis.
Amen.
All right, God. He is faithful. He really is. I mean, he's truly telling us, hey, hang on. I told you what I'm going to do. I'm faithful. I'm going to do it.
Faithful even when we're not faithful.
Amen. Amen, sis. I mean, it's just when we get, you know, sometimes in our timing compared to his, and his time's perfect. And sometimes we missed it. But don't get discouraged, because as we know for sure that as time goes by, each day, each hour, minute, and second, we are closer to going home. That's for sure.
Amen.
Amen. All right, sis, you want to finish up tonight? Praise God. All right.
Psalm 61, 1 to 4. Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Amen.
You are my God.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Beautiful song, sis. And what we need, really know from our hearts, too, about that the Lord hears our prayers because he loves us.
Really Amen.
Does. All right. Well, praise God. Thank you, sis, for serving the Lord tonight. And we continue to pray for you and your family. How's your grandson doing?
Oh, Logan? He's good.
Yeah, Logan.
He's
doing all
fine. He's very good now. He has forgotten everything, what happened.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. The Lord,
Lord can do that. Amen. That's good to hear, sis. Well, bless you.
Thank you again for your prayers, brother.
You're quite welcome, sis.
I'm very grateful to the Lord.
Yes, but, we do need each other and pray and be concerned for one another. And, you know, even greater than us is all Jesus and the Holy Spirit praying for us too. Absolutely amazing. All right, well, bless you, sister. Thank you for serving the Lord tonight. And we send our love and prayers your way and hope you have a great weekend, Memorial Day weekend. I tell you that to everybody, Memorial Day weekend, that you all enjoy. Amen. You too.
Blessed Memorial Day. Blessed
Amen.
Memorial.
Have a hamburger.
And shalom. Shalom to all my dear brothers and sisters in the
Amen.
Lord.
Shalom
chat room.
To you too. Shalom to you
Amen.
Too. All right.
Shalom. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, praise God to you too, Brother Andrew and you, Sis Kutsuelo, Connie. Praise God. Bless each one of you. I hope you all have a great Memorial Day weekend, I know that we here in the U.S., I know Brother Andrew, they have that too, but have a good weekend anyway. And let's keep looking to Jesus and focus on him, because he's the one who's going to rescue us. It's not just caught up in a day or event, but Jesus himself. It's going to be a glorious day, but we are to focus on him. All right, well, bless each one. And we say shalom and good night. And praise the Lord forever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.